Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Another morning after a medal win, we could get used to this, Oisin.
It is indeed, Gavin. Good morning. Well, I think they'll have to get a picture of Daniel Whiffen and hang it up in the Louvre. First, Sam Maguire, now a gold medal heading back to Armagh this week. Whiffen winning the 800 metre freestyle last night in an Olympic record time of 7 minutes 38.19 seconds. We'll have more on that and all of the action over in Paris throughout our Olympic slot in the next hour. Now, the soccer and Shamrock Rovers Champions League journey came to an end in the second qualifying round with a 4-2 defeat and 6-2 on aggregate to Sparta Prague, with Aaron Green scoring both goals for the Hoops in the Czech capital last night. Manager Stephen Bradley says it just came down to small margins across the two legs.
I think we should be really proud of the group and what they've produced over two legs. I think we've always known when you come up against this level of opposition, you need to take your opportunities when you get them, and we didn't do that in Tallaght last week, and tonight we should have been 2-1 up. We didn't take the opportunity, they go and score. We go 2-2 and then we give away a terrible goal. So it's them small margins at this level in both ends of the pitch that really hurt you, you know.
Stephen Bradley there. But Rovers' European dreams are far from over as they now enter into the Europa League third qualifying round, where they will face Slovenian side NK Selhej across two legs, the first of which takes place next Thursday. And even if they lose that, they'll drop into the Conference League playoff round. Elsewhere, Everton have signed Republic of Ireland defender Jake O'Brien from Lyon for about £17 million. The 23-year-old centre-back is signed on a four-year deal and returns to the Premier League, having only joined the League One club from Crystal Palace last year. However, he went on to play 27 times in the French top flight, scoring 4 goals, and since then the Cork man has gone on to make his international debut, featuring twice for the Republic of Ireland in their June friendly. Should be a great partnership there between him and Seamus Coleman. And finally, the Galway Plate is the feature on day 3 of the Galway Festival, where the first of a 7 race card is off at Ballybridge from 10 to 5.